Oh wait, that'll get us like kicked off. That'll get us kicked off of YouTube right. again.
Can you play like 6 seconds of it?
I can't. 7 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know. I'm too scared.
Pause.
I'm too scared.
And then play it again.
I'm too scared. No, I want to bring in our special guest. Welcome.
Back. Welcome
to Inside the Leaderboard. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
And we have a special guest here. And nice. We have another special guest here, Mr. John Young, and the man formerly known as Peter.
Currently known as Pedro.
And Mr. John Young has requested, Bill, yet the prima donna that we have turned John Young into, to come out here and demand certain sound bites. I mean, we had 6 of them to start, but he's like, no. I found a better one. And you know what? I think he was right.
That is right. I did it. That's another 5. Are you kidding me? That's right. Who do you think you are? I am.
Who do you think you are? I am. That's
Fits
right.
Fits
you to a T. This is your original.
What kind of play you got for this situation?
How about the annexation of Puerto Rico?
And Pedro, I have found one for you.
Sir. Oh, this is going to be racist. I just know it straight away.
Oh, it's exactly what you think it's going to be.
Uh-oh. Those kids that have to be Lucky Charms.
He doesn't even sound Irish. He sounds Scottish.
I was hoping you were going to do the, who does number 2 work for?
Oh, yeah. Is he Scottish or Irish? Fat bastard.
You could do a...
Well, that's when he's fighting. That's when he's fighting the Irish guy. And that's why they're doing the whole...
Is he the Irish? Oh, right. I could have pulled that sound clip from him.
I think
Austin
Armored
Powers
Records,
is English.
I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody. Yeah. I think that would be a good one for Pedro.
That's a good one.
Probably fits.
Yeah. The JR's in the chat. Instead of being
what
on,
up, dude?
Don't worry, JR. If you ever come back on the show, I have one ready. It's a yellow button that I will press for you if you were to ever actually come back on the show. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the first week as we unveil the GWTP, Strength of Field show, as we look inside the leaderboard. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we'll go through what we've been doing, what we've been looking at. And the idea is that back in December, we fine-tuned this idea of strength of field, which CrossFit has designated for the last, I guess, 2 years now, is they've had, is that they take the top 100 athletes for the men and the women, and then from those top 100, they spread out the athletes in their semifinals, their regional locations, and based off the number of athletes you have in that top 100, games qualifying spots are allocated using the DeHaan method, but only after the spots they gave you are removed. So as it stands right now, North America, East, West, and Europe get 5 qualifying spots. Oceania gets 3. Asia and South America gets 1 or 2, and Africa gets 1. They're given these right from the start. We believe in our system, everybody gets 1. Just 1 from the start, and then we have 33 spots to hand out based off your performance, not after 2 years of looking back at your CrossFit Games seasons of Opens, Quarters, Semis, and CrossFit Games, but your performance in the Open of that year with your performance in the quarterfinals of that year going into semifinals. So your Open performance averaged out with your quarterfinals performance, then we'll take the top 100. From that top 100, we're going to take out team athletes and masters athletes that are not competing in person at semifinals. Because if we say it's a strength of field calculation, it should be a strength of the field that's competing on the floor at that time. CrossFit system takes your performance of the last 2 years, takes the top 100, and then goes right from there. If you're going team, you're still in the top 100. If you're going masters, you're still in the top 100. If you've been retired, you're still in the top 100 if you competed the last 2 years and made it in that. And so what we're going to do is go through the system that it currently is, our system, what it was prior to 24.1 today, and then we get to finally look at what the top 100 would look like after 24.1. And I guess I'll just ask this question right off the bat. Question for John: who is the old school name you like to follow down the leaderboard? Obviously, Rich, but who are the legends you keep up with, and who are with who aren't games contention? Yeah, you get what he's trying to ask. Do you watch old people on the leaderboard just for fun?
I see who I'm around, and then I try to beat that person. For instance, I was around Jason Kalipa last year with a couple of the workouts. So, like, he was a name that I followed. I like to watch Ben Smith's open workouts because he puts all of his stuff on YouTube relatively quickly. And he's not necessarily a guy who's, you know, trying, like, he's going team, and he's not as old here. He's still in the game, sort of. But he's another guy. Spencer Hendel, I like to see what he's doing. Yeah. I know that's a random name, but most of the guys that I'm looking at that aren't doing the games anymore is just because they're around what I do. And then hopefully I'll get a little less older guys that I follow.
That's what I do. I get
better,
less older.
The better I get.
That's the job, right?
Right.
See, like, yeah. I don't look at Bill Grundler because he beats me by 90 seconds in workouts like this.
I'm in the, dude, you have and to then, scroll too far down the division board to find out where I am. I'm like, I feel like I'm in the 70 plus. Peter, I haven't heard what you think about this version since we did the original show. Like, how do you think, did you see that? You saw last week's show? Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think about, do you think that's the right way to do it, the way we're trying to present it, as far as like getting the right people to the games?
I think the right people will, most of the right people will get to the games anyway, mostly. Like, this kind of the way the funnel works, it tends to work. But I do think that one of the long standing gripes that us and other people have had is that this constant narrative of the open doesn't matter. And I think this makes the open matter. So it's the perfect solution to the problem that they've created by consistently saying, just train through the open and train through quarterfinals, and then your season starts at semifinals, and everyone else is like, what? Like, I thought it was good when the open matters. And
yeah,
this kind of brings it back.
What I like about that too is that, and John had mentioned this in the last show, even when we finished the first mock version back in December, is that there wasn't a massive difference between what the game system was and what our system is, which I think is a testament to the game system being good enough as it is, but this system just being a little bit better. Whereas if it was a dramatic shift, I feel like that would be a much harder sell or description of one system versus the other. And I think the fact that they're so similar, yet this one is even, in my personal opinion, more detailed and performance-based in real time, I think are both positive things, that there's not massive swings, but there are some changes.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, well, Matt and Tia won, so obviously the test was perfect because it showed who the fittest was. Like, no, it's like it just happened to work that way. And the system that we're putting together, that we're presenting here, is when you start looking, you know, take all the names out, it ends up being a more, like you said, performance-based, a more relative, current relativity, was for your athletes that are getting in there. And you're, I mean, again, we're trying to get the right people in and have the people that matter to get the spots matter. Not, we don't want, you don't need to have retired people on the board. You don't need to have masters or team people on the board. That shouldn't be there.
The thing that's important as well is that, like, what's the constant thing that people are always talking about growing sports and making sports more, like, palatable and stuff, is storytelling.
Yeah.
And at the minute, the open announcements have storytelling for about an hour and a half and then, like, nothing. And then an hour and a half the following week. Whereas if you have a system like this, you've got consistent storytelling throughout the week, throughout the 3 weeks, and then they carry on into quarterfinals. And it's just like a constant narrative that can be changed and updated, and it's enthralling and it's dramatic and everything else, as opposed to just like, all right, here's the open announcement, see you next week. Do you know, like, you got this constant update, and that's what makes sports grow.
Yeah. And so that's what we want to do. No, you got it, John.
I think what Chase said is performance-based in real time, I personally think, is the biggest selling point on why this is better. Mm-hmm. Because Ricky Garrard going biking and having an accident and him not being there for the year should not hurt Australia in the future because he doesn't compete. You know what I mean? Like, when somebody, or if, say, you know, somebody's having a baby, and so they take a year off to have a baby, and then this hurts in the future because their spot wasn't there and they have less people in the top 100. This is what's happening this year and on. Like that's it. It's this year. Every year is a new year, and I think that's how it should be. It's not – I hate when years previous affect what happens this year because 100%. It should not be like that.
Take another sport that has like a playoff system. Like semifinals is basically our playoff system, or March Madness, right? It's like, all right, we play in, say it's, you know, they have East West, whatever conferences. Like, hey, the Western Conference in the NBA was so much better the last 2 years. They're actually going to get 10 spots to the playoffs. In the East, you guys have sucked the last couple of years.
You get seven.
Even though you're better right now this year, as it currently stands, you have six of the best teams in the NBA. But based off that's it's real-time performance metrics for a strength of field actually in the game playing as it unfolds.
And sports is all about currently, right now, what's happening. 3-2-1 go right now. It doesn't matter what happened before or the historical significance of none of that stuff should matter. So I really like the idea of it basically restarting every year because that's the year we're dealing with. And we want the players that are there that year. I don't care about the people that were here 2 years ago. I should have no bearing on the athletes that are on the floor right now.
Name me a sport where previous years affect the other.
I don't know enough sports that
you know what I'm saying? I mean, like
well, then why did they, then no why major was that sport. The pick? How did they do that then? Why did they do that? Why was, what was
I think, purpose? Well, I think they're just trying something new. And as we try something new,
I like, don't know, earmuffs, Chase.
Oh, wait, what?
Good, good. What? You're good.
Cause they're retarded. All right. Come back, Chase.
What I missed? Bill's laughing.
Nothing.
All right. I'm going to play Foursquare here as we rotate things.
Oh, through. That was good.
All right, so let's get to it. Not only are we going to go through the strength of field after 1 week of the 2024 CrossFit Games Open, but we are going to do a 24.2 prediction show based off what 24.1 is, based off what the last 3 days of .com has been and what a full week of CAP is, as well as looking at Dave Castro's clue. But let's check out what we are here for. This is our strength of field show for Inside the Leaderboard. And if you guys haven't been here before, welcome. We're going to go through the actual pre-open rankings as it stands with CrossFit right now. We will give you legitimately what the top 100 is currently stands, what that semifinal strength of field distribution would look like, and how many game spots each semifinal will get from CrossFit. Then we'll take our system pre-open where we remove team athletes, retired athletes, band athletes, and masters athletes that we know aren't competing. We know that's going to change as the season goes on. And our one spot allocation process for games positions. And finally, we'll do week one as it stands, how it's changed after 24.1 in the open. So just to review, taking the top 100 overall after each week of the open and each submission window of quarterfinals. Every semifinal will get one game spot only, and the next 33 spots will be distributed using the DeHaan method by CrossFit, which I really do like that method that they brought into it. It's the top 100 in strength of field that we're having the discussion around. These are your 7 semifinal regions: North America, East and West, Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, and Oceania. Looking at what the top 100 currently stands by CrossFit's strength of field metric, there are 27 men in Europe, 32 men in North America East, 27 in West, 4 in South America, 3 in Africa, 4 in Oceania, and 3 in Asia. If we just took game spots now, these are your cut lines from the top 100 as it stands in CrossFit's format. We went over this last episode. Knowing this going into week one of where you stand pre could change the way you attack the first week of the open. Your men pre-open, CrossFit would designate these using their top 100 as it stands right now. We know it'll change after the open and quarterfinals, but this is after 2 years that they have. 10 in the West, 12 in the East for North America, 10 in Europe, 1 in Africa, 2 in South America, 2 in Asia, and 3 in Oceania. On the women's side, If you took the pre-open rankings by CrossFit, 33 women in Europe, 25 in the East, 28 in the West, 4 in South America, 3 in Africa and Asia, with 4 in Oceania. So if you think about the rankings as they are now by CrossFit, South America and Oceania have the same number of women in the top 100, with Africa and Asia only one spot behind. These are your cut lines at that 100 mark. Knowing this going into week one, again, would probably change the way you perform. As it's distributed now, 10 in the West and East for North America, 12 in Europe, 1 in Africa, 2 in Asia and South America, and 3 in Oceania. What this tells us is that based off the way CrossFit calculates their strength of field, distributes those top 100, and use the DeHaan method, 4 of the 3 regions would get no extra spots that they're already given past that point. So once they run the DeHaan method, it's basically 3 semifinals fighting for those remaining 17 spots. This is what CrossFit's is as it stands today. Now, let's look at if we removed known team athletes, retired athletes, or drug banned athletes going into this season. CrossFit doesn't do this right now. We are now diving into our system as it stands today. If we remove athletes that we know aren't competing, and obviously thank you to Pedro and your write-up on Barbell Spin, which is constantly updating teams that are making their way into the 2024 season, North America West will lose 2, Europe will gain 2, Asia will gain 1, Africa will lose 1, South America and Oceania will stay the same. Now, if you're not moving, a lot of times in this system, you may be falling out of contention, because if we're running the DeHaan method now, here's what's going to happen. No changes except Europe will gain 1. And so now they went from 10 to 11. Oceania men, and this is just pre-open still, will lose 1 spot. When you go to the women's side, the athletes that they are taking out are much more, whether they're retired or going team, prior to 24.1. We look at West will gain 1 spot, East will gain 3 spots, Europe will lose 2, and Oceania will lose 2. Much more moving and shaking with more athletes going out or retiring. And this is the one that dropped a lot of jaws and made some people panic, because they thought this was really happening. But West will gain 1 more spot. Africa will gain 1 more spot in this system, which they would never be able to do otherwise in the previous one. And Oceania loses 2 of the 3. That was the big jaw dropper before everything got started, is now Oceania, which was argued for a while to get, you know, more, 3, 4, 5 spots based off those performings. But now with those, a lot of women going team that were previously in the top 100, again, this is all before the open. Now they're all cut up. How are we feeling about how this system can shake out week to week?
Now I have a question for you, Chase.
Yes.
The women that go team, if they still do the open, that would count for their Oceania bracket, correct?
Week to week, yes.
Okay.
Right. So in this system, if you're going team, you can still sign up for the individual open. I mean, you have to, right? You would count week to week, even in the quarterfinals. Say you sign up for the individual quarterfinals, even though you are doing team quarterfinals, it would still count up until you have to select one way or the other. Semifinal. Then you'll be removed before the semifinal rankings, because things can still change. For 3 weeks in the open, 2 submission windows in quarterfinals, and then final rosters for semifinals. So there's 6 times this whole system could change based off who's going indie, team, or retiring.
Yeah.
And what's important out of that is that, you know, that stresses the importance in the open. So if it's not for you because you know maybe later that you're going to go team, you can help your region to get more athletes as you're moving through. So it forces the athletes that are like, well, it really doesn't matter what I get because I'm going to go team. It forces them to go like, okay, no, push, so that your help is going to be able to. I mean, look right here, Oceania, 1 person. Like, could you imagine one if that was the case?
No, I mean, it's
Here's what that would,
it's more of Asia, Africa, and South America getting two than Oceania getting one. Like, I get the one. Boy, they're gonna have to fight it out. That's gonna be a fun fight. But like, then the other places getting two is what is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing where we talk about storytelling, what it could be. Before semifinals rosters are announced, you'll have one final, basically, strength of field show, where you'll know exactly who's making it, who's not, who's going team, who's going individual, and you'll get to unveil the semifinal rosters for one, unveil the now official locked-in top 100, two, and then reveal the number of game spots every semifinal is going to get. That could be a show. Imagine the drama.
Even to John's point, like saying like two for Asia, two for South America, two for Africa. Yeah, but like during the opening quarterfinals, that'll shift back the other way. Provided Oceania don't just go, oh, fuck it, we can't make it anyway.
Right.
Like, yeah, well, this is only one event in. You're right. Yeah. This is the first event.
No, this isn't even, this is pre.
No, this is pre.
Oh, this is pre. We haven't even gotten to the first event. But yeah. So you're right. As it goes, it will, as that leaderboard shifts based on the number of events that are happening, you are going to see a shift in that.
You would think, but not if don't participate. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
John, you exactly nailed it. And here's the thing to Pedro, what you just said. Before the open starts, this whole thing will be unveiled. And now every woman in Oceania is going to be like, fuck that. We're getting our spots back. And so let's see what that could look like after 1 week of the open.
And they have to get in the top 100.
Right.
During the open.
Worldwide.
So like they have to have top scores.
They got to get after
it. Not just them doing it. They have to beat the people ahead of them that are in Asia, South America, and Africa.
All right. You guys ready?
So basically, the open matters is what you're saying.
Oh, yes. The open does matter. The open does matter. Now, before we jump over there, if you guys want to just shout out to Element 26 for being a part of this show. Scan that QR code. 15% off everything in their store. It's everything you need for your CrossFit accessories. Getting pumped for the open. Paper. Yes, use your phone. Use your phone. It'll work. 265 people watching. Holy crap. What is happening? Who bought us viewers? Hiller? Did Hiller do it? Is that Hiller?
No.
And if you can't scan it while there, just scan the bottom left. All right. Drum roll, please. We will start with the men. Athletes removed from the men this year. Noah Olsen, Chandler Smith, Jason Smith, Philip Muscarella, and Christoph Horvath. That was pre-open. Still the same names that will not be competing individually, as we know. So we have taken them out. After the open week one for the men, North America West lost 6 men out of the top 100. The East lost 4. Europe gained 4. South America gained 2. There are 0 men out of Africa in the top 100 after open week one. Asia unchanged. It is still 4, and Oceania went up 6 in the top 100.
My performance on 24.1 took away 4 personally from North America West.
So this is what the numbers are after week one of the open. So these numbers changes are a reflection of our pre-open rankings. And after 24.1, here are your games qualifying spots allocated to each semifinal. North America West now has 7. They lost 3. East lost 1. Europe gained 1. They're now at 12. South America gained 1. They're now at 3. And Oceania gained 2 from our pre-open rankings. And I thought, hey, let's just make this a little bit more fun. Let's just see who would have gone to the CrossFit Games or not gone to the CrossFit Games last year if this were to be the end. And if I look at Oceania, number 4, William Kearney, would have got an invite to the CrossFit Games had they have gained 1 more spot in Oceania. If you look at North America East had, was it East?
It'd be
is that
Austin
Adlers?
Hatfield.
Austin Hatfield? Who's that guy? Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding. or is this West? Did I pick West right there?
Well, I mean, you can do West. Colton Mertens would not make the games.
There you go.
In West.
There you go. In the West.
Because they had they seven lost spots.
Seven. So they have seven spots. Nick Matthew would have gotten the final spot. Colt Mertens and Cole Sager would not have qualified. Going to the East, they lost one spot. Sprague, Spencer Pancheck would have been holding on to that 12th spot after losing that. If we go to South America.
What's crazy is, so you're picking this off of one event currently?
Yes. Guy Majeros.
Who got the best score?
Welcome back to the CrossFit Games.
That's
he's
so
the guy
funny.
That doesn't make it in.
Yeah. What a in. Knife to
because
the heart that is.
That,
right? Yeah. Colt Mertens
that is so
sets
funny.
The record.
Hey, Colt, thank you very much for getting the world's record on that, but you don't get to go to the game.
That is ridiculous. That's so funny.
So this is what it would have been. So if South America gained that one spot in this system, again, this is just week to week, Guy Majeros makes the CrossFit Games. So.
Crazy.
And that's the wild ride we are going to go on week to week through this. Now, usually we'll show the 100 cut line for the men. There are like 20 ties right now on that 100 cut line because it's week one. So that will flesh itself out a little bit. So if we go from week to week, we'll say, all right, here's the five in, here's the five out. Going into week two, there's about 20 ties for men and women. So that won't... That won't be a thing for this week, but next week we will have that. All right. That's the men's side. That's not exciting at all.
Man, it just gives you like the Colton story, I think, is massive. Best score in the world, and yet that region doesn't have enough to where he would be able to, or he would have not made it in. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it shows just how important. It shows just how important the Open really is. And I think that's what's so great about this. It's like we know that one event is not going to dictate who's going to the games. We know that.
Right.
But we're able to kind of work our way through. But right now, what does that say on the as for the men's side? Does that mean that all the tall people live in Africa?
you know? Maybe.
Or maybe just not as fit, but like maybe the height thing since it was, you know, the burpees and the
right. So this is basically your 101 tied at 100.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. There's a mute button for a reason. There you go. Is look at that 617, three people, 618, another 10 people, 619. And so the margin for error now on a top 100 cut line, even though it's week one, I know that. 3 seconds faster or redo to get in the top 100. These are spots you don't want to have to make up in week three, right? That's what we're saying. I don't want to lose. If I can get 10 seconds faster and move up 50 spots, those are 50 spots I don't want to have to make up on another weekend.
Every workout matters.
Right? So that's what we wanted to show you too here is that it's just there's so much on the line.
Well, and you know, I mean, you know exactly what you're dealing with here. I mean, like we don't know what's going to come up. I mean, maybe I will be lucky and guess the next two.
Apparently Bill does.
But most people aren't going to know. So you can't game on, well, in the last one, if I have to make up 50 spots, I can do it then. Like if you know you can cut 10 seconds and you see how close it is, like this workout was really designed that if you needed to do it again, to cut 10 seconds off somewhere. Like this was the one to do it because it was going to be so tight.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to make up time if you just need to hurt a bit more than it is to be like, oh, well, I need to increase my capacity on gymnastics in the next 2 days.
Right. Or hit that heavy clean at the end.
Not put my hands on my knees in those burpees. Yeah. Or like do Hiller, take some drugs, do it like 6 times in 2 days or whatever.
Dude, I can't believe that guy.
Or you watch, I mean, you know, this is back in the old days. I mean, I used to watch Ben Smith to see like what his timing was on how fast did you do this set? Mm-hmm. What do I need to be around that? So you could watch Colton Mertens and Taylor Self. You can see these guys, what they were doing, how fast did they move? How were they moving? Where could I cut some time based on my time, whatever, you know? So
I don't know if you can watch those guys.
Well, maybe
you just
like,
go
like,
as fast as you can the entire time and never stop.
Like, well, you're right. I mean, you have to have the capacity to do that. But what I'm saying is that, like, those videos are out there early enough.
Did you say have the capacity?
You have days to see, like, okay, maybe I can slide in there and do that again.
True.
So. For the top tier athletes, yeah. Like he's talking 100, top 100.
We're talking top 100.
Top 100. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
All right. Let's switch over to the women's side.
I think it's going to be some of the same. Yeah. Europe's going to gain in.
Where are the tall people?
We'll have to see.
I think Europe is going to gain. That's my guess.
Now, here's the thing. More athletes removed on the women's side than even pre-open, now post-open, because we know more things as it continues on. Because now some of the women who are, quote, retired or team are in the top 100 legitimately after 24.1. Yeah, I would say there's some moving and shaking here, guys. Europe gained 12 spots. From our pre-open ranking, North America West lost 15, East lost 5, Asia gained 1, Africa lost all of them, and Oceania gained 10 after 1 week of the CrossFit Games Open.
You know what I think? I think the rest of the world just needs to get stronger. And that's because
John Young thinks people should get stronger.
No, that's what's going on is that, and once these weights come, it's all going to shift back. But y'all are too fit over there in Europe and Australia, and you're not strong enough. I'm sick of you coming over here and not being able to lift the freaking weights. Okay.
Oh, so
we
great.
Can still run. We just can't lift the weight.
How is it in Australia? Everyone's super short. Gain 10?
10.
It's because they're upside down.
So dude, Europe gained 12. Europe gained 12. The West lost 15 women in the top 100.
North America lost 20 total.
20
their
total.
Lungs are better.
Oh, Lord.
That last slide, Chase, how much do you deliberate over typing retired beside Mal O'Brien and not like, were you just like, yes, fucking retired. It's fine.
Yeah, that's all known and noble. Shout out to you guys and Mike Halpin.
He started with Q-U-R-E-T-I-R. Yes.
Quitired. No? All right, cool. All right, let's go to the game's allocated spots.
Oh, my God.
Boom!
North America.
North America West loses six spots. To the CrossFit Games, North America West loses one spot. South America stays pat at 2. Asia at 2. Africa loses their 1. Europe gains 4. Oceania gains 4. And now the party has begun. So let's just take a peek at who would have been in and out in these certain spots. At these certain semifinals. So let's go to the East semifinal for the women. It's 9.
Rebecca Vittison would have not been in.
Well, that's Europe, but okay. Getting a little ahead of ourselves.
I'm sorry.
Number 9, Shelby Neal gets in. Caroline Stanley, Paige Semenza would have been out. I believe both of them were in last year. So Shelby Neal would have held that final spot. If we go to the North America West, they only taken 5.
Dude.
They only taken 5. Bethany Flores would have been 5th. Here's who's out. Emily Rolfe, Olivia Kerstetter, Abigail Domit, Bailey Rail, Kelly Baker. You're 6 through 10.
Dang.
Your rookie of the year wouldn't have made it.
Who made the cut in Europe?
Games. All right, let's see. Who made the cut in Europe?
How many spots? 16?
They got 16 spots. Your 16th placeholder, Jenny Muir.
She would have done a job at the games as well.
Jenny Muir, Turi Helgadottir would have made it.
Well, there would have been no Jacqueline Dahlstrom drama.
No Jacqueline Dahlstrom. Linda Kiesman would have made it. Jacqueline Dahlstrom would have made it. Ohana got busted, so if we pull it down, Andrea Solberg.
Been to the games before as well.
Been to the games before. So these are names that would be in currently, since Moya is out. Linda Kiesman, Turi Helgadottir, Jenny Muir, Andrea Solberg are your ones that would have gotten a spot there.
You can't help but think that 16 is just too many, though. That like 16 spots is like someone's going to drown on the first workout.
It's going to get balanced out.
It will get balanced out, yes. But all those names we just listed are not ones that are just going to come in and do nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Those are quality names that would be qualifying for the CrossFit Games, some for the first time, some for multiple times. If we jump over to Oceania, Maddie Sturt, Caitlin Van Zyl, since we only took three last year, you get an extra two. Those two would have made the CrossFit Games, with Grace Walton just 3 points outside in that sixth position. I mean, this is pretty good.
It's pretty fun, dude. It's, I mean, again, it, and we have to keep telling ourselves it's only one event right now. It's only dumbbell snatches and burpees, and that's it. So we haven't by any means completed what we need to do. But it's, it is fun to look at those numbers, though, and look at where that shuffle is.
You know how many girls in North America West are going to try to murder 24.2?
All right, you want to see something cool?
Like, this was updated real time, and this is what it is. Like, this is who's going to the games. These are your spots right
now. I wonder, though, does it change? Obviously, like, you need to have the capacity, like, so you need to have the skill and everything else for the athletes to be able to do, like, world-class times at the different workouts. But I wonder what the type of place impact, how much kind of effort would be put in to get, like, are Oceania going to work harder because they want it more for each other, because they have felt slighted for the last number of years? Mm-hmm. Would the North Americas maybe be a bit complacent because they've had it so good for the last number of years that, you know, they're just kind of like, ah, we'll be fine. And then it takes a year of like, oh, fuck. And then next year,
you got to get slapped. You know what I mean? Yep. You got to get slapped 1 year.
But, and I would say that it should.
Yeah.
If North America is complacent and Oceania bands together, and now we got five girls and like, and Colt Mertens doesn't make the games. Are you kidding me? How hard North America is going to do everything the next year after that?
Yep. All right.
I think it makes everything matter.
We haven't had anyone rallying. We haven't had the need to rally people. And when we talked about this on the original idea show, when we went over last year's, that would be, I think, the play that would start to happen is now you have your elite community. Mm-hmm. That they're like, they go and watch you do it, or they hit you up personally and they say, dude, you need to do better on this one so that we can get in this spot. We can get this many spots. If we're going to lose 10 spots, five spots, one spot in a region that, like, okay, you have three good athletes and they're only taking two. And so you have someone that you know is fit, but they can't get in on their region.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that you're going to see something that we've never really seen since the old Central East days, where it's like you have, you know, the tough regions that are all pulling together and that they could all train together and they could all rally each other to get some badass scores.
All right, you guys ready for this? I'm going to pull up who's outside the top 100. So you said it's like, all right, hey, West needs to rally. East needs to rally. All these other semifinals need to rally after the slapping they got in week one. Even though Europe's sitting with 16, it ain't going to get much better. Look at the flags on the right. There are 11 women in Europe on this page outside the top 100 right now. 11. Just on the outside looking in, and they've already got 16 spots. They had, let me backtrack. Okay, they had 43.
Like, there's names like Alexis Raptis down at 113.
There,
like,
is, but I'm just saying is that, yeah, can they? Should they? Can the West? Yeah, but Europe has 11 of the next 15 waiting in line after week one. So
I don't know.
I'm not saying they're all going to be fitter.
It's shaken out. So
yeah, easily. But John, you go week by week. You know what's going to change, but you still buy into the narrative as it passes. Yeah. You don't just go, just skip to the last page. I just want to see the end.
Skip to the end. The drama is happening.
Everybody does that.
You can't freak out over week one, is all I'm saying.
Dude, they have the semifinals and they go through event number one, and all of a sudden they're like, who is this person who's sitting in first place right now? It's amazing that they're in first place.
Oh, it's the CrossFit Games, right? Pat Vellner's in 35th place because he has five of those, and this person we've never heard of is winning the CrossFit Games with the leader jersey. Yes, we get it.
Same thing. You're totally right, John. And yes, it is all going to shuffle, but it's still fucking fun to talk about it.
But yeah, it's fun to bring you on the show to just shit on this for the next 5 weeks. And the whole point is to create drama and conversation about it, John.
That's not what I'm doing. Dude.
We'll do the next 5 minutes of the show the way that John wants to do it.
Everything has to be monotone. In line too.
Yeah. Hey guys, like, none of this actually matters until it's all over. Oh, okay. Thank you.
They're not going to be there.
So John actually
Alexis Rackus is in 113. So I guess we'll just stick with this monotone tone and we'll wait until week three when we'll finally introduce some change in vocal tone.
Man. John actually prefers the current system as it stands right now.
I do not. I feel like I've been on record saying I would prefer this system. Y'all are just the game's just not dumbbell snatches and burpees. Like just wait till week two and then it'll be
Yes, and it'll be.
We fucking talk about week two when week two happens, John. We're talking about week one.
Yes, the pre-open swing from the top 100 coming into the open and what happened in 1 week was wild. And maybe the same thing will happen the other direction after week two. We don't know because we don't know what the event's going to be. However, things we do know is I would say the easiest clue I've ever seen Dave Cashel give is right here. That's it.
The fact that you say that scares me.
I'm also kidding, John. I don't know what the hell this thing is supposed to mean. But this is
a pretty easy clue.
This is Dave Cash's clue. There's a pawn sitting on top of a shuffleboard and a shuffle piece or a weight, as it is called, knocks it out of the way. That is the clue. So we are going to go into a prediction show of 24.2. Bill all but nailed what it was going to be the previous one with dumbbell snatches or dumbbell ground overhead, burpees over the dumbbell.
Pretty insane.
And what did John say to that? Yeah, you know what? The dumbbells will be too hard to judge the jumping over the dumbbell.
I don't think I said that.
No, you did. You're like, you know, I just don't like the jumping over the dumbbells.
Well, nobody jumped over it anyway.
You heard my time. I didn't enjoy it.
I did not. I barely made it over that damn dumbbell.
You can't call what Chase was doing jumping.
I was just jumping and praying. That's what I was doing. I don't know if this is a clue, but this was weird. Why did Dave pull out a deck of cards on his weekend review and start shuffling them?
That was weird.
There's a king of hearts. There's a seven of diamonds. Showing him to the camera. Is this a clue? Is the leaderboard going to shuffle after week two? Because now the cardio bunnies got theirs, and the weight jocks may get theirs coming up with the weight sliding into the pawn. Is the pawn a little person?
I think he was using those cards as like one of those stress balls. Instead of squeezing so that he wasn't getting pissed off.
He was talking about Andrew Hiller at this moment in time. That could have been. That's his stress relief.
He's just fidgeting.
Just sitting there.
Those are his fidget spinners, yeah.
Yeah.
Fidget spinners. And then let's go through the programming here. This is .com. This is Monday. There was a rest day on Sunday. Monday was AMRAP in 7 minutes of seven box jumps at 30 and 24 inches and seven chest-to-bar pull-ups. So we have a 7 minute workout on Monday on .com. On Tuesday, we have a seven set complex. This is basically just a heavy day. Four hang squat cleans into two push presses for weight. So increase your weight each time. All right. So we got a heavy day with some hang cleans and push presses. And then today, it's a mile time trial. So we have a 7 minute AMRAP couplet on Monday. We have a two barbell for loading couplet. And then we just have a for time, which is a 5 to 8 minutes intensity fest for .com. So I see short, heavy, short.
Yep.
All right. We monostructural solo, two barbells in the next one, and then a gymnastic couplet in the other. Okay.
I'm going to jump off for like 5 minutes. I'll come back.
All right, Pedro.
I'm just going to work on my prediction.
I'm going to write it down. Let's click over to Cap. This is the one where, you know, you're putting it into the weekly programming. You've got stuff on Thursday. You've got stuff. There's a workout every day. It's got to match up a little bit. So Monday, wasn't this a qualifier for Wadapalooza? 45 deadlifts at 225 and 155 and 45 handstand pushups.
It was.
Yeah. Yes.
And what was the time frame there? Like 2 to 3 minutes with 90, like 90 no reps?
140 to 220, really.
140 to 220 with half. It's 45 and 45 with 45 no reps, I think, came with that one.
I did 21:15.9 regular Diane, unbroken the entire time, as fast as you can possibly do it. Transitions were as fast as you could do it. My time was like 204, and I was like 200th. Dang. And I'm like, this is stupid. like the way Rich Froning felt about that, about the open workout, is how I felt about that.
All right, so that's Monday. Hinging pull from the floor, which I don't really feel like doing at the moment still. Or going inverted. If you go at Tuesday, it's an interval workout. It says 400 to 500 meter row. I don't know why they did that. It's, you know, women can row 500 meters. It's okay. One every 4 minutes, 500 meter row for five rounds. Scores your slowest of the five. So modest structural only on Tuesday. Today, it's a different version of Helen. Three rounds for time, 400 meter run, 21 knees to elbows. Jay Sheets, give this money to John Young. You earned that $1.99.
Thank you.
By the way, you guys can join our membership for YouTube. If you guys want to join that, there's two membership options, $3.99, $5.99. You get a cool little logo decal. We got four already. You guys can join that if you'd like to. Let's go back to this run. Knees to elbows and 12 double dumbbell hang squat cleans at 50s and 35s. I look at that, what? WMG triplet, classic in nature, a lot like Helen, same rep schemes, same format. A little bit longer time frame for knees to elbows than a kettlebell swing. Maybe close. And then the double hang squat cleans at 50 and 35. Yuck. After that. What, 10 to 12 minutes here? On average?
Yeah, totally.
Right, 10 to 12 minutes. So we have sub three Monday. We have intervals of 130 to 2 minute endeavors for five. So let's say that's sub 10 of total work. 10 to 12 minutes of work here. And then on Thursday, let me click that, is shoulder press, 10 by 2, every 2 minutes, perform a new lift, try to go up each time. So the Thursday before the open workout will be programmed, which would be on a Friday. They're doing a heavy shoulder to overhead. Kick over Friday and look at Saturday. It's a 10-minute AMRAP of two chest to bar pull-ups, two burpee box jump overs, and then add two reps after each set. So twos, fours, six, eights, and that's after. So leading in, heavy shoulder press, that's just 20 minutes of work. Afterwards, just 10 minutes of work. We said a 10 to 12 minute, an interval base of 10 minutes, and then a sub three. Monday was a 7 minute AMRAP, heavy day on Tuesday on .com, and then another, what'd we say, for Wednesday, 7 minutes? Oh, 5 to 8 minutes for a mile time trial. So based off time alone, I'm saying we're going long. Yeah. 15 plus, yeah, at least, as a basis of where I'm looking at starting to guess the programming.
I'm a bit perplexed on what it could be, though, because other than it's going to have double unders in it, what else could it be? Because, like, I don't think we're hinging again. You have hinging on the first 2 days. You have deadlifts and rowing.
And hang, right? Squat cleans.
And then I think okay, we're going to do some squatting, but you have dumbbell hang squat cleans and that, like, in a row. It's not a lot, but that will pump your legs up for sure. And then you got three rounds of 90 air squats on Sunday.
Right.
And then I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe light thrusters, but then sure, you have shoulder press right before that, heavy shoulder press. So, like, I'm a little bit, and it has the weight knocking over the pond. The first week was all engine, though this week you think it would be weights.
Yeah.
I don't know what it could be. I have no, like, I'm a bit, I was thinking squat snatch, but then you got 10 power snatches.
And we just did snatches on this past week, even though it was with a dumbbell.
I don't think we're going to clean when there's cleaning on Wednesday.
I do. I think it'll be a barbell.
Well, here's the thing. It's a dual dumbbell hang clean.
Right.
And we had hang cleans with a barbell on Tuesday of .com, but for weight, not intensity.
Right. I think that this will be, I have two ways of looking at this. One, I think there'll be a rower in it. And the reason I think there'll be a rower in it is because that slide that was knocking over, yes, I know it was weight that was knocking over the little guy, the little pawn, but I took that more as there's going to be a slide to this. So I see the rower. And I think if you're knocking over the little guy, it's not going to be, not going to be lightweight thrusters because that's not knocking over the little guy. It has to be some sort of weight. And then I also see that, like, again, what knocks over the little guy, that's a row. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a sliding back and forth. So I see something where it's going to be, I want to say, part of me says it thinks it's going to be one of the stopgap ones, but I think that we need to have some length in there, some time in there. So a 20-minute AMRAP.
So rowing, double unders, and cleans?
Rowing, I think lunges and cleans, because the lunges,
no,
I still
double
think,
unders in all of CAP all week.
Nope.
You're right. You're right.
Or and .com.
A skill that's tested every single open.
But I don't think that they would do, I don't think, the reason I don't think it'll be double unders is I think it that rowing will be in it rather than double unders. And I don't think that you would put rowing and double unders in it.
Okay.
I don't think that they would double Metcon it. I don't think that they would do that.
So I wanted to add a couple things for you guys to think about, just reading into the, we're going to read into this way more because clearly after the mushroom one, all right. Although the one description that came
did you
out
see
earlier.
That he, did you see that he said it was like, well, it's obvious. Someone asked him about it. And he's like, you didn't get it. It's totally obvious.
So if you say, all right, if I just look at the clue alone, the shuttleboard piece, right? I see that as a heavyweight knocking out the little guys, right? Yeah. I think, okay, what are, or like big athletes coming in to knock out the little ones? Either or, right?
Right.
Big, tall boy athletes, row, wall ball, and heavyweights. Those are really your only three.
Right.
You could put box jumps in there, but we've already had box jumps twice in both .com and CAP. And you have box jumps, burpee box jumps after on Saturday programmed in CAP, and you had box jumps on Monday programmed on .com. I don't think a box is going to get in there unless it's maybe a step up, but that still doesn't make sense. All right. So I'm looking at the only big boy advantage ones, row, wall balls, and heavyweights.
Right. Do you think they do a lot of wall balls though after a shoulder press day?
Yeah, it's only two by two. Heavy. I think that was heavy. So,
and then you think about, like, okay, so because that could be a lightweight cycling movement. Not unlike the dumbbell, except this lightweight weightlifting cycling movement favors the bigger, taller athlete. Yeah.
And I don't think it'll be a couplet. It won't be rowing and just a weight. There's going to be something else in there because we just did a couplet.
Right.
So I see there's got to be at least three movements, if not some sort of a chipper, kind of like the 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, where the best of the best will make their way back around. But generally, everybody else is going to be doing that, working some way down chipper. But you're right. I saw the same setup as big for weight and big guy stuff. That's why I said the row because of the slide.
Yeah. Sima Boobs, I'm just saying big guy because I was told by someone that we shouldn't talk about women's bodies when it comes to athletic performance. But we can say
big
boys.
We're only talking about
guys'
bodies, so it's fine.
Yeah, only guys' bodies.
Totally allowed. You're allowed to talk about it, so it's totally fine.
It's totally fine.
All right. So if you see it as that, do you see, okay, so I think we're all agreeing that there's got to be some weight in there, right? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
John?
And we don't think it's going to be, would y'all be opposed to like straight up like a front squats?
I think lunges are more likely.
With the dumbbell or barbell?
The barbell. Stationary.
Stationary. But like I just feel like if you're doing lunges and rowing and wall ball, like that's not the big guys taking out the little guy. That's right. Just another engine workout.
Yeah.
You're not going to have 225-pound lunges.
I think it's going, I like, you know, the fuck do I know? But I think it might be a skill that's like a separator that only a certain amount of people will get through, that they're just going to be blocked or like wiped out. And that the pawn is something that's a gimme, like something that anyone can do, like rowing. Anyone can sit in a rower and anyone can pull and move, no matter how slow or how fast you move, you can do it. And then there's just going to be something that comes and just wipes everyone out. Mm-hmm. Like not everyone, but like the majority of people out leaving the top tier to continue on.
So then why not do like a stop gate with the clean? So you have your set calories of row, you have your set lunges you have to do, and then you do your weight that increases.
Yeah.
And whatever the time is. So Chase, we talked about this one where we were going to do the hang power cleans and I think it was hang power cleans and the burpees is what we were doing.
Bar facing burpees, yeah.
Yeah, and we cut the time down because we didn't want the good athletes that do like 35 hang power cleans at like 225 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But setting up, what was the number? They've repeated it twice. We talk about it all the time. The double unders, toes to bar.
Okay, so that's where I wanted to go with you guys, right? So, right. Yeah, 16.2, the one of the best predictors of CrossFit Games finish places from the Open, the best format to test strength and fitness all in one spot in the Open, because we're not, I don't want to say we, I, Max is in the Open.
Stupid
and don't belong. Or I'll say single modality tests for a one-off. We'll cover all the bases there. Take that format, which was 25 toes to bar, what is it, 50 or 75 double unders, 50 double unders, 15 squat cleans. And then it went 13 with heavier weight, 11, 9, 7 to finish with time gaps every 4 minutes, every time you complete a new round. The next year they did it, they gave you an 8-minute block to start so everybody could play a little bit longer. I would like to see that same format, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that, but using different movements this time. So instead of double unders, maybe it's row cals. Right? We might keep the toes to bar in there because we need to put a gymnastic skill that's a little lower bar than, say, chest to bar pull-ups or bar muscles, which are still on the table going into week 3. And then something different like a front squat or a back step lunge, not a clean. We did a dynamic movement in week 1. How about more static strength weightlifting test in week 2? So maybe it's 15, 12 cal row, 15, 20 toes to bar, or call it 15, and then 15 front squats at a certain weight, and then 11 at a heavier weight, 12, or 9, right? So the same 16.2 format using different movements and a different weight. As it gets heavier, it knocks out more people.
I totally think it will be that style too, 100%. And I see 15 calories on the row. I don't see going on the rig because they have the pull-ups that are happening right after in cap. I don't see that being the very next day with the pull-ups.
They had the knees to elbow workout.
And the knees to elbow one too.
Yeah.
So I see the lunges on that one. So I see the rowing, lunges, and then 15 of, and this is why I say cleans, because I just think, again, it's something that's relatively easy for people to do. Not even worried about the squat clean, because once it gets heavy, I think you'll have to squat clean anyway. But the difference that I see is that they don't stop at 7. They do it again for 5. They do it again for 3, and they have a final one. So this is where you get the big guys that will be able to move their way up to the heavy weight, because the other athletes, the not as big athletes, are going to have a harder time working on the weight that's up there. Everyone can do the row. You're right. The taller guys will still, the taller athletes will still have the advantage. The back step lunges, everyone will have the shot at that, and I think that's something that everyone has talked about for a long time, and whether the hint with Justin has been thrown out that way or not, I think we're going to see it. I think it's an easy way to put it in there, as double unders were when we, the last time we did this version of this workout. But then we'll have the cleans. Not squat cleans like it was in 16.2. But just regular old cleans, because they'll make it down that way. But they just keep on going. So they'll go all the way down to 1. And I think that will put people up to that 20-minute range for sure. Because what did BKG and those guys get?
They got Dan finished, but he was like 1 off because his judge miscounted. Right. And then BKG had like 2 left, 2 or 3 left.
So, I mean, even, and that was, what was the time on that? Was it 18?
That was 20. It was 20 on that one?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so take the squat clean out since you're already doing the lunges and make it just a regular old clean, and then you'll that will speed up the tempo of that clean more than the squat clean.
Okay,
and then you'll be able to move from there.
What about, I was thinking about this too, I know they're doing a heavy strict press double going into it, which isn't going to, like, that's gonna bother nobody. Like, there will be no lingering effects from a strict press because you either got it or you don't, and it's over.
And it's not that heavy anyway.
And it's not like even a bench press would be much more taxing than a strict press, because you can, I mean, like,
Do more weight,
way more intense, way more demanding on the body, chest and shoulders. Like, strict press, like, oh, nope, it's not there. You know, right here.
Yeah.
Gone. What if you take your back step lunges, no weight? Right? Take it with no weight. That's your gymnastics movement. You got row, back step lunges in place, whether forward or back, however they want to do it. And then you do a shoulder to overhead with the same descending rep skis, but increasing weight. We have never had that before in the open. I mean, we've never had back step lunges either, but that would fit some of the movement patterns a little bit better than doubling up on a lower body movement into a lower body movement, even though it is a hinge to a squat. Or even if you say power.
Do you mean just body weight?
I can't see them do shoulder to overhead right after a strict press. I don't disagree with you, but
I would love that.
I don't
workout.
Like it either. I'm just saying is like I feel like it's on the table. Pedro, what did you say? Sorry.
Wait, you said, what did you say there? Lunges with no weight, as in no body weight lunges?
Yeah, just step backs.
It's a bit shit, isn't it?
I mean, not if the buy-in is at the same number of toes to bar or something that we had, right? 15.
Yeah, what if it's like 40? What if you have to like row 15 cows, 40 lunges, and then 15 cleans? And
15,
then
that's 30, the buy-in.
15, 30, 15. Because listen,
30, 11.
Racing 30 air squats, though it's easy to do, still will have a lingering effect when you're getting to 150 to 180, approaching 200. If we have 5 to 7 rounds of this with weight stop gaps, and think about that too. It's like, it's not about the lunges. It's about the row going into the lunges, going into something like a power clean or a shoulder to overhead, if that is what it could be. And now not only do you have to be fit, you have to be technically sound as your legs get more and more fatigued under two different movements, whether it's a power clean or say a shoulder overhead, that your legs and hip extension has a massive impact on success or failure with both of those movements.
It'd be a mess judging.
Yeah.
The lunges, as in there'd be a lot of scores afterwards where it's like needs review.
I think you'd have a better shot at a step back lunge than a walkthrough lunge.
Then make it wall balls.
Yeah.
Would you still stick with the 15, ultimate 30, 15?
Yeah. 20 pound, 20 and 14 to a 10 and 9 foot target. 15, 12 cal row, 30 wall ball shots, 15 power cleans. I
mean, if you went to 7, like they did in 16.2, that would equal Karen.
Okay. Yeah.
That's 5
so
rounds.
7. I mean, so 5 rounds.
If you go 5-3-1, though, that's like 225 wall balls. That's a lot.
It'd be great. Just like purely selfishly, I can't squat below like 45 degrees. So it'd be great if everything was power, like power wall balls, like push press wall balls, power cleans.
Most people's wall balls are power wall balls.
What about like a pistol? Or you think that's too much?
No, bro.
No, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
It wouldn't happen.
It's all right.
Freaking open.
That's what it will be now. There's the sound clip. Everyone's shitting on John, and then next week I have to deal with freaking. Deal with that again.
Dude, I totally think that will be the they have to have a stop gap.
Yeah.
They have to have a strength. They have to have a way for everyone. I mean, it still has to fit the parameters of what Dave was talking about. The intensity is going to showcase what it is.
Yeah.
You're not going to be taping the floor up.
Nope.
It's going to be something that's relatively easy to do. Like, you start off light enough, anyone can pull an object up off the ground to the front rack.
Yeah.
And even with the lunges, I think that's an easier judging for the open, for the masses, than even a wall ball. How low to go, how high to throw it to.
I agree.
And I think that there's been way too many, there's too much talk. Yeah.
I think you get more cheating with lunging than you would wall balls.
As far as we have to worry about going all the way down, right? So all you have to do is that. I mean, when you're switching feet, I mean, I'm not saying that you can't. I'm not saying that you can't short it. You can, but I think that I don't know. I think it would be just as easy.
Still not happening.
There's more. There's more opportunities with the wall ball target, where it's hitting, how deep you're going. And the thing is that we have talked about, it's been talked about with lunges for so long. I can't see it not happening.
Is lunges not really easy though? It's not like, right, your knee is touching the ground, fine. Your knee didn't touch the ground, not fine. Whereas wall balls is like, ooh, is the hip, you know what I mean? Whereas like,
yeah,
I
can feet see together.
It's about standing up all the way.
But it's the open hip at the top.
I mean,
you're so quick to go into the next one.
I don't see a massive difference between the two. They both have their pain points.
Totally.
if you do your judges
for. I think that after, I mean, if someone wants to do some sort of dance step where they just kind of rotate their knees down to the floor and...
No, it'll be something like, knee must contact the ground behind the front heel and both hips and knees and feet must be together at the top.
No, that's what you would write. That's what a person...
They're going to be like, you know what you want to say.
That may or may not be what is written.
Yeah.
Just while I mentioned the judges course, does anybody else every single year when they're doing the judges course go through, you know, the first bit that's like the prep bit and be like, fucking hell, this is so easy. I'm flying.
Oh, yeah.
And then it comes to the quiz and you're like, oh, balls.
I should have paid attention to that first part that I skipped through.
Yeah. I'm like, cool. I'm done.
Okay. So the weight, what do you think? Cleans? I like the shoulder overhead.
I don't see it with the.
I just think it's. I would really. I mean, the shoulder overhead would be super fun. I just think that all of a sudden that's going to become the issue is can you clean it up? So why not just make it cleans anyway?
But what's wrong with adding an element in there? We did it at regionals for a 3-rep overhead squat. You had to at least get it off the ground to your shoulders because we didn't do a regionals. Rack. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it's been.
I don't disagree with you. I just say for the open.
Well, okay. Yes, for the open. Old quarterfinals, there was an age group one where they had the ring muscle-ups and shoulder overhead. An old qualifier for age group was the chest bar pull-ups and shoulder overhead. So it's not been programmed before.
Oh, no. I love shoulder overhead.
Yeah.
I think that would be super fun. I just think if we're trying to find something that is going to check the majority of the boxes.
Yeah.
Then
I think cleans does it the best.
I think I agree.
So if we do cleans and I would.
Do you start at 95, 95, 65, or do you start lighter?
Grace
than
weight. No, grace weight.
You start at 135?
Yeah.
What are
you the other one start at 95?
What are we doing five rounds?
Started at 95.
So 15, 95, 11.
135, 185, 225, 275.
215. Yeah.
So six.
315.
Well, then it might have started at 135.
16.2, 135, 185, 225, 275, 315. There's five rounds. There's a 20-minute cap.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
I would say
17.1 did with the snatches.
I would say start
17.3.
Lighter.
Sorry, 13.1 is what I meant.
You're right.
Yeah.
I would say start lighter, and then that way you would have the ability to go heavier, and you're gonna allow more people to get further into it.
I don't know. Do 15 cleans at 135? Power?
Yeah, said just
all
cleans.
Power, just cleans. 15, whatever you want to do.
It'll be 135 and 85. Those would be the starting weights.
I would say to do it lighter to include more people.
Okay.
I mean, I know that they have the scale division, but. But still, I think
if you're going to start at 95, you just make the buy-in shorter, and then you make just the cleans more.
So are we doing row?
You could go all the way up to 345.
But you still have the 15, the wall ball, or the rowing.
Are we doing wall balls?
No. I didn't mean wall balls.
You think they'd put rowing and wall balls with Colton, though?
Put dumbbell snatches and bar facing burpees.
Dude, that's just like.
Or sorry, dumbbell facing burpees.
Like straight. Wow.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, why would you pick
I don't think they
that
take
one?
That into account.
Because
I don't think they give a shit.
Yeah, they haven't.
Like, they got Brent doing burpees and.
Yeah.
It's not based
fair.
On.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, I'll tell you, it's like, it's not based on the athletes. They never have intentionally picked the right athlete. Like, they had. Remember when Lauren Brooks. Went against like Julie Fouché and like
yeah, that, her face the, when they actually announced
the muscle
it was like,
up wall
oh,
ball double under
stupid.
Workout.
Yeah, I remember that.
They clearly don't pick him for the and at least that's what they've said in the past. But I think that format though lends itself okay because it's not necessarily about for those athletes. It's not about necessarily row and wall balls. It's just fitness and cleans.
Yeah.
I still think you can go 95, 135, 185, 225, 275, 315, 345 for the top dogs.
Seven sets?
So you have it in there so that
it ends on one. He's saying that 345 is the one rep.
Got it. Okay, seven sets. So if that's seven sets, are you doing time stops or just weight stops and putting a time cap?
I think
I would really like to just.
Why don't you do time stops, 3 minutes? It's 21 minutes total. And then whatever buy-in is 15 wall balls, 15 cal row.
I think instead of having time caps, because you already have stop gaps with the weight. So I think the time caps will be your tie breaks.
Okay.
That's what I'd say.
Okay.
So it forces everyone to get as deep. I mean, so 20 minutes. Everyone's
going
20
minutes. Yeah,
but
then you're just sitting there at one weight that you can't do for most people.
That's why you start lighter at 95, 65.
Or say the first time check is 6 minutes. No, it's got to be longer. We just did a...
No, totally. It's got to be longer than that.
It is longer for that if you can do it.
Yeah, true.
You know, if there's workouts you can't do, there's workouts you can't do.
Yeah,
you know,
those that get capped in 6 minutes probably got capped at 15, so they got their...
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're not doing the first one in six.
Okay.
For the people who did it in 6 minutes, they're going to 20.
Yeah.
24. The people who did 15, they're going to six.
Mm.
That makes a lot of sense.
So 15, 12 I like, cal row.
I don't disagree with the time caps. I'm just trying to make it to where...
All right. So here, okay. Let me just walk through
because
this.
It's got to be light enough for everyone to get it.
You want to do a prediction? Like all four of us now? You do your own prediction?
Okay.
That is mine.
Go through yours so I don't... Go through yours.
Okay. Mine is 15, 12 calorie row, 30 lunges, 15 cleans, and then it goes 13, and then it goes 11, and then it goes 9, 7, 5, 3, 1. 95 pounds, 95, 65, 135, 95, 185, 135, 225, 155, 275, what is that, 175?
185.
315, 215, 345.
235.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
That would be the heaviest weight that's ever been in the open, yeah, other than the deadlift workout.
And the jump, at least for the guys on that weight, would be 40 pounds, 50, 40, 50, 40, and then 20 at the end, 30 at the end.
Okay. I'm doing some math here. Okay.
15, 11, 12, 9, 6, 9, 7, 5, 3. Oh, did I short that one?
Did you? All right. You want me to go? 15, I can go.
13. Yeah. 11, 9.
All right. 7. I want to see. Gosh, I really want to see shoulder overhead. But I also want to see wall balls. Dang
it. Does it come out right, Bill?
No, I'm one off. So what do you think? Three? One heavier or one lighter? One lighter?
Then
lighter than 95?
I'm just saying. Well, do we go 365?
Why don't you do one less and change your rep scheme? Drop by threes.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
15, 12, 9, 6,
12,
3.
12,
yeah, 15, 9, 12, 9, 6, 3.
6. 15, 12, 9, 6, 3. No, that doesn't work either.
No, but your 3 would be 315.
Yeah, take your 345 off.
Oh.
I know you like to go heavy.
I think we would need that.
He likes that one.
Well, it just completes it. I do.
Yeah, I like the one too, but...
I'm leaving the three... I'm putting the 345 in there for one.
All right.
Fuck it.
All right.
Then what are you doing for three?
Isn't the 315 three?
No, for the original way you had it?
15, 12, 9.
Oh, you're just having a one at the end?
Six, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I know Chase hates that, but that...
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm trying to think. All right, I guess I can go next if nobody else wants to go. Okay, I'll go...
Mine's going to be the absolute worst one if you want me to go next.
Hey, do you want to... Okay, you go.
I've purchased my programming course online, but I haven't completed it yet. I don't even know why I'm on this fucking show. I don't know. I think there'll be...
And you've been muted. Thanks for coming. All right, cool. That's a great answer. Okay.
Oh, that's so harsh.
I was like, what did I press? Oh, Bill did it.
I think it'll be like long, and I think it would be something like rowing that everyone can do. And I think there'll be something like highly skilled or higher skilled that will stop people, or like heavy that will stop people. And then it'll make rowing impossible. It'll just wipe it off the table. Mm. So I think maybe like heavy deadlifts or something that will like increase or whatever. And then I wouldn't be surprised either if there was like a max repetitions at the end. So that you'll have people, like if you did max back step lunges or something in place, and you have people, you know, like dumping the bar, having to pick it up again, get it back. And it's like, you can imagine like 20 seconds left and you're scrambling, trying to pick up the joint, like don't drop it. And that kind of like intensity, I think that would be cool to see. So wishfully thinking, I mean, I hope it doesn't happen because I can't fucking do it, but wishfully thinking, hopefully there's like some kind of element like that at the end where it's like everyone has to keep going. And there's, you know, like you got to hold on to the bar for those last few seconds and stuff. I think that would be cool.
All right. John, you went next or last?
I'll go next. I think it's going to be a gated workout, just like 16.2. I think it's going to be four minute time stops. And I'm going to say 15, 12 cal row, 15 wall balls, and then 15, 13, 12, 9, 6, 7. Or no, the way Bill had it, 15, 12, 9, 6, 3. But you just stop at 315.
Okay.
Of cleans as well.
Yeah, of cleans. Yeah, and just cleans.
Why cleans? Why are you also hot on cleans?
Just from cat.
But how integral, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it that that's going to impact anything, cap? Like 10, like it's definitely going to have a play, or like it might not.
I think what the cap is the affiliate programming for gyms. And why would you have,
as in last
I think they're
year,
trying to showcase their intelligence of their programming, and you're not going to back to back for a competition setup like that. It's something you do it.
That's last why we year did they do it?
No.
Oh man.
It's something that's been pretty, like, shown to be pretty spot on.
Okay.
Like if you look at the rest of the week, like if you look at Saturday and Wednesday, it's not going to be anything that's in those days.
Okay.
For sure.
Damn it.
I kind of thought they wouldn't like to be that predictable.
Well, I mean, there's a wide range of things you can do. Yeah. Right.
It could be double unders, wall balls, and cleans.
Yeah. It could be handstand pushups.
No tape, though.
No tape.
Any way you want to do it.
Oh, God. Now,
once you show the capacity.
Okay. I'm on this stopgap format, this time check format as well. I'll say buy-in 15, 12 cal row. And then I'm going to go 30. God, I really don't want to do this. I'm going to go 30 wall ball. No, I'm not. Dang it. I'll do 30 bodyweight lunges.
So you're going to copy Bill exactly?
He didn't say 30. You say 30?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, damn.
15, 30, 15.
Okay. And then I'm going to go 15, 12, 9, 6, 3. So that's different. And
that's
It's not.
He didn't have the one. It's exactly the same minus the one.
Wait, you went 15, 12, 9, 6, 3, 1?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I told you he would get all fired up.
You weren't listening at all.
I clearly wasn't listening. Oh, I thought you went 15, 13, 11, 9.
No, he changed it.
God, I hate your workout.
It was
now.
Odd.
Well, I'm still going 15, 20, 12, 9, 6, 3 of shoulder to overhead at 95, 35, 85, 225, 275 for the men. 65, 85, 25, 45. Is it 85 or 65 for the women? 185? Is that in 20? So I'll just say 65. Screw it. No.
You know what's amazing is if it's not that kind of, if it's not a gate kept workout, if it's not cleans, if it's not descending repetitions, you guys are going to look so dumb and I'm going to look so smart for not picking it.
And my time checks, I'm going to put it 4 minutes. So it's a 20 minute over
the original setup.
Since we're all like really, really similar, yeah. I'm just going to say front squats. instead of cleans.
And what's your, are you doing lunges or wall balls?
15 cal row, 20 wall ball, and then front squats, 15, 12, 9, 6, 3.
The reason I'm not putting in wall ball is they got to put thrusters in week three.
They can.
They can. Not that they have to, but
That's a good rationale.
Right. And so it's like, okay, we had 2 weeks of basically thrusters. That's the only reason I'm not putting in it. And it's the only reason I'm not putting in front squats or cleans because of the hinging we just did. I don't want to double up on like a wall ball front squat or a lunge front squat. So I'm just trying to create movement patterns that are not conflicting with,
remember when Dave was asked about, would you be able to do the workouts at home in a gym or whatever? Was that just point one or was it the three?
He said the three is long, but he says, given if you have the equipment to do
the basic stuff,
the basic stuff.
You should
stuff.
Have the basic stuff.
You have a home gym. You have a home gym and you CrossFit.
Yeah. So I would say pull-up bar, rower, weights, and a jump rope.
Yeah, you see, I don't know if I'd include wall ball in that. A standard home gym, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I think wall ball might not be it.
Right. All right, so 4-minute time checks, 15, 12 cal row, 30 back step lunge, no weight, 15 shoulder overhead, 12, 9, 6, 3, 95 to 275, 65 to 185. 4-minute checks each time. With an 8-minute buffer like they did in 16.
Dude, I usually take a nap, Peter, but I haven't. This is nap time.
What qualifies a home gym? A Bowflex and a treadmill? Yes, obviously.
The fuck is a Bowflex?
You know what a Bowflex is?
I'll be right back, guys. My computer's about to die.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Can I also say, how quickly did I put my fucking kids to bed?
You put your kids to bed?
I literally kicked the door open, threw them in, and was like, see ya.
Go to bed.
Don't you come out of your damn room.
Yeah. Now you're going to go to sleep, right? You're not going to wake up, right? No, you don't need to drink. You're good. Okay,
yeah,
bye.
Yeah, good. Yeah, everybody went to the bathroom. This is where it is. Don't come out. Don't bother me. The other day I just kept mine up until I was off.
Wow.
I don't know if that was the right direction to go, but that was Monday. Oh, all right. So what we know is that we'll all be wrong. Pedro will be right.
Do you guys pick, like, so when you're predicting a workout like that, are you dreaming in your head of what a finale workout in the open would be? And then, well, I don't want to impact on that, so yeah. I need it different than that. Are you thinking of that way too?
Yeah, that's why I didn't put double unders or, like I said, the wall balls, because I think some type of thruster for a week three be very frantic. So pulling on the pull-up bar will be there. So we shall see.
God, I need to fix my knee.
Why are there 450 people watching this show?
It's cool, man.
All right. While all of you are here, please make sure you guys go and watch a couple things. Number one, Pedro's...
The Spin Wednesday night, 6:30.
Right, tonight, coming up. Pedro's CrossFit Open 24.1 at CrossFit Limitless. Go watch this. He has a... Do you have Around the Whiteboard today?
Yep, in like 20 minutes.
Around the Whiteboard coming up in 20 minutes. So all 450 of the 400 that Hiller bought for us. Thank you so much, Andrew. Go watch the 24.1 recap. Was fantastically done.
Please, please do watch that. It's less than 15 minutes and it would mean, even just run it in the background. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it would mean a massive amount to me if that got over like 2.5. It would just be huge for me.
So between this time now and the 20 minutes before Around the Whiteboard goes on, go watch the 24.1 at CrossFit Limitless. Coffee Pods and Wads, go to their link. For you guys watching and you're still here, I'll drop this in the chat so you guys can just click that and go there. Don't leave us yet. Don't leave us yet. The other one, I'm sorry I didn't announce this. I said, hey, go watch announcements on .com and then the Friday Night Lights with Taylor versus the World. But go watch the adaptive announcements. It's on their YouTube page. It's just Wheel Wad. So make sure you guys go to Wheel Wad after the open announcement tomorrow, which will be at noon Pacific time. Wheel Wad will do their own announcement for their version of the open workout. So make sure you guys do that. If you're watching the chat, we drop that in for you guys. And yes, the watch the spin tonight. John, what time does that usually go on?
6:30 Central.
And shameless plug, if you guys go to our main page, there's a join button there. You have two options. You can get the GWTP membership or the Programmatron membership. The Programmatron will come with a workout of the week program by Bill and I. Every single week you get access to that. Other than that, I can't promise we'll do anything else cool for you guys other than you give us the ability to make more fun content like we did today to pay for the people that make these cool slides for all of us. But yeah, that'll be it. It'd be awesome if you guys joined us for that, for the ride. This is the biggest, one of the biggest live shows we've ever had.
450 people, dude.
at 1:30 on Wednesday.
At 1:30 on Wednesday. Why? Because inside the leaderboard is the right way. To get with the programming inside
the leaderboard. Bill called 24.1 and they just really went.
That's true. Bill, yeah. We should all thank Bill for guessing last week's workout and they're all here for that prediction, which means after we all miss it this week, we'll have 50 live viewers.
Oh, totally.
For 24. If you bring me back on, because I'll be right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, what was your prediction, actually? It was kind of vague.
Ascending deadlifts.
Something deadlifts.
Like something where you're doing some stuff and there's a thing where some people.
Listen, Bill, at least wait until I'm confirmed wrong before you start mocking me for it.
Oh, Ken Walters, I really love how all the podcasts support each other and promote. Sevi promoted this show this morning. Oh, shit. No wonder you guys are all here. Thanks, Sevi.
Right on, dude. Thanks.
Yeah. Most of.
Yes.
Most of the podcasts support each other.
So, hey, thank you guys for coming on. I want to get this right. I want to make sure I have the right on. Pedro?
Uh-oh. Those kids are after me, Lucky Charms.
And then John Young. And we will all watch live tomorrow as 24.2 is brought to you by Mr. Seth Rollins. So we'll see if all of you wrestling fans show up to watch that more than you wanted to watch Dave Castro. I'm curious to see how that goes. So go watch Pedro's video.
Rich Froney at the exact same time.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes. He's set up. It's actually him.
He has Matt Fraser scheduled.
Yeah. He's actually scheduling Matt and Rich. They'll debate who the greatest athlete of all time is tomorrow during the open announcement. But thank you guys so much for rolling with us. I cannot express how much it is that you guys are here supporting the show. And I can't wait to see what happens next week. John, Pedro, Bill. Good luck in 24.2.